You gotta keep the string going.
What in the Winterfell?
Welcome to What in the Winterfell. Hello, this is another episode of What in the Winterfell.
What in the Winterfell?
This is Ray Bradford.
And Imani Steven. And we are still recuperating. I'm still not in a good headspace after that episode.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. I've put myself through emotional trauma, I think, like 5 times.
Now. I don't even know why you did that.
Every time I've watched it after, it still feels the same.
My heart leapt out of me. So, one thing that was really cool about this episode is that in our town of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, the Hattiesburg Sanger Theater actually provided a showing, and we watched it all in the Sanger for the Freezy, and it was such a great experience because we got to interact with people who would already know about the show. And then also it was nice and very cathartic to be in a space with people who really understood how we felt, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Everybody pretty much was just as anxious.
Right.
Like, everybody's anxious, like, what's going to happen? And we played a cool game of
Who's
going to die first.
We did. We had a dry erase board. And if you go on our Facebook page, the What in the Winterfell Facebook page, you'll see the dry erase board that we put up. And it said, who do you think is going to be turned into a white first? Who do you think? And we had people write down names of who they thought was going to die. And then if you agreed, then you put a tally.
I don't think nobody got it right.
Nobody did.
And there was a lot of votes.
There were a lot of names on the board.
I don't think anybody knew that guy was going to die first.
No, they didn't. Because I definitely didn't know. I didn't think of him.
I thought
to be like, he's going to die.
I just knew it was a great one.
I actually appreciate the writers of the show for not letting the people who we thought were going to die. Y'all, so we had people, they wrote their predictions down on the dry erase board. But then the Sanger had taped pictures of the characters onto electric small candles. And so it looked like a memorial. And then at the end of the episode, I literally ran out of the theater and turned off the lights of those who had gone on to glory. And then we got them to write down the names of the people who they thought were going to die and put them in the bowl. And we'll talk about that afterwards because the prayers was working.
The prayers of the righteous.
The prayers of the righteous.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My God. Well, let's dive straight into it.
Oh, I can't.
So, we're recording this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Just for everybody to know. So, if you ain't seen it by now,
that's your fault.
Well, spoilers will come.
And also, when we are watching the show from 8 to 9 o'clock, if you don't want spoilers, don't get on Facebook. Because we're spoiling. We're reacting in live time.
Arya, my dog.
Always. Forever and ever.
She fast, but she my dog.
Wait a minute. She thought she was going to die.
Hey, it's all right.
Get it in for the end of the world.
I'm not judging her. I ain't going to judge her.
We call it fast.
I did judge her.
You did judge her.
I'm sorry.
You judged her real fast. You really did judge her. Ooh. There's nothing wrong with being an adult. She's grown. She's killed all these people. She deserves to relax.
You're right. Take a load off.
Okay, so the first episode, not the first episode, Lord, I'm just so traumatized. The first thing we see when it opens up is Samwell Tally. Oh, you know what? He did great too.
Samwell should have kept his ass in the doggone crypts with everybody else.
He wanted to play. He wanted to do his part.
He got a lot of people hurt.
Yeah.
He got a lot of people hurt. He got one man tragically hurt.
Oh,
you
know. The first death of the fight.
Samwell, just go.
That we cared about. Other people died. You know, yeah, RIP to them.
A lot of people. The whole Dothrakis. We're sorry. But we didn't care enough to light a candle for y'all. We should have.
Because all y'all went into.
Was that shot not beautiful of like them running
the
to
swords?
Them running to them.
Okay, first of all, let's go back. Because doggone red lady, I was like, where did you even come from?
The woods.
And then I was like, okay, now this is what I was thinking. Because she always trifling. So I was like, oh, so you working for the Night King now. Okay, bet that up. You trying to do a peace treaty? Like, I'm already on edge. I'm like, man, you know what? Forget you. And then she's like, tell them to lift their swords. So Jorah, he was like, should we trust you? Because for one, you're crazy. And you like to lie.
She never lied. She's just been wrong. She's just been wrong a lot. She's super wrong all the time, you know? But it's fine. It's fine. Like she thought.
But she makes people believe that she knows what she's doing. That's a lie.
When it comes to the fire, she knows what she's doing.
Okay, yeah. She lit them.
Her red god, whoever it is.
Whoever she prays.
He real.
Didn't.
She light things up.
She sure did. She lit it all up. She lit them swords up. Then they ran into the window. And all the lights went out.
Man.
Oh, God.
It was, you know, I've been seeing a lot of complaints about, like, man, the episode was so dark, I couldn't see anything. But to me, it kind of helped make the episode. Yeah. Like, man, I don't know who.
You don't know what's going on.
But it's so intense.
Right. And I think that also helped to put the viewer into the fight. Because that is how it would possibly be viewed if you were there. So it was like a point of view episode. Not really like us watching things happening. But you're in it with, like, you got on armor too. I mean, that's how we watch the episodes anyway. Like, we in Winterfell. So you might as well be here.
I thought I was tormented. I was ready to go.
No, you... Y'all, so we dressed up for this because there was a costume contest and the Night King was there and I was very scared.
We had a Khaleesi there too.
We did have a Khaleesi.
Sorry, Khaleesi, that you didn't get the notification. Because,
girl,
about
you really did a great job. Oh, they had a dragon.
the pretty dragon.
So cute.
The pretty dragon.
But then we had Ned Stark. And he won.
He looked
there
right
was so much effort put into his costume. So, of course, we had to be like, you're the winner.
He looked just like him, too. Like,
shout out to Elliot from The Sanger.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Shout out to you.
You are a beautiful man.
Because you did not have to create this event. Shout out to The Sanger and everybody who works there and works in the convention center. All y'all.
You are beautiful people.
Are beautiful people. Because this is exactly what we want. So, whatever we got to do, we have to sign a petition or something to make this happen again? I don't know what we got to do, but...
As far as another episode or all the episodes?
I mean, whatever they want to do, but, like, legit the finale, though.
Yeah.
The finale, like, come on. It was so good, and then still even people didn't know about it. Like, people would have traveled for that, I think. But, like, they did a good job of promoting, so it's not their fault.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I honestly think that a lot of people didn't come because they didn't think that people were going to be quiet. You said in the last episode that you didn't want to go because you thought it was going to be loud.
That's why I had reservations, and I end up being
the loudest one.
The loudest person, and I end up being a distraction. I'm sorry.
Yes, we were.
I apologize to everybody behind me. I know I'm pretty tall. I'm pretty big. But
we were.
But when Michael Jordan glided through the sky, I had to stand up for him.
Yeah, she and won that.
That's Michael Jordan.
She and won that. Michael 23 Jordan. On the chest.
Michael fucking Jordan.
I mean, and then the thing is that was so funny is that I told everyone around me, be quiet. I purposefully registered for 29 tickets so that the people around me would have a quiet environment to stay in. Like, I invited my Hatties Burlesque people, my little Hatties Burlesque family. Y'all are so great because y'all show up, okay? And then I was the loudest one. And they at the end, they were like, didn't you tell us to be quiet? And then you said, and then you were the one that was like, that is how you die.
That's how you die.
But I mean, wow. Baby girl, come on. That's how you die. Then she came.
More money, but the house, more money is gone.
Completely.
It's gone. It's gone now. We skipping around.
We are, but it's okay.
It's going to be better.
Yeah, because that's how your heart and your brain processes this episode. Because it's too much.
It is what it is.
We're making connections, though.
But it's good.
But it's great.
It's tight, but it's right.
Hey, now. That's the word, I think. God almighty. I'm sure.
That's the name of it. That's the name of it.
It's tight, but it's right.
Tight, but it's right.
That could kind of be misconstrued.
Oh, my. I mean. Okay. Moving right
That's
on.
All I got. Ah. Right so, they... So, the red demon lady, she tells, okay, so she told Davos, she was like, I'll be dead before dawn. And I'm like, okay, so hold on. Did you see how this about to go? And you still, we back on how Bran just don't be telling folks stuff because she, I'm going to be dead before dawn. Well, can you tell us about the rest of the stuff then, ma'am?
See, that's my problem with these magical.
Y'all don't want to share no information. Nah,
you gotta look, man. Details is everything. Give me details.
Let us know the game plan. Don't just come out the woods and be like, "I'm here to help. I'm gonna die before dawn." What? We already all think we're about to die anyway. Can you just help us out? Let us know. Like, we can stop all this. Some of the lives can be saved. Why? You got the cheat codes. Why would you? What?
Like,
then you just gonna sit there and watch.
Oh, you know what was dope about Melisandre? The dopest thing she did the whole episode to me.
What?
Was when her and Arya first made eye contact.
Oh, yeah.
That scene details the rest of the episode.
The whole thing.
She knew.
She knew it was gonna be her.
She knew.
Like, she looked at her and was like, it's you. And then Arya was like kind of uneasy because she remembered that lady, but she didn't know why. But then they met again. They met again in that room.
Man, and Arya told her, everything you said to me was right.
Yeah.
It happened.
And she was like, I know.
Man, that was dope.
Yeah. So then Sansa and then Arya, they're up on the up on the wall. And I just really like their whole sister dynamic. Like, they really care for one another. Imagine being separated from your siblings for I don't even know how long.
Man, it was like 4 seasons. 4 to 5.
Like, completely separated. No way to contact. And then you come back after all the life that you've lived. And for them to love each other so much. I mean, I honestly think that the love they have for their family is what drives them to do what they do.
Yeah.
That's a common thread across the whole, every character. The love that they have for the people. Even though it might be wrong. Even Cersei Lannister.
But
the love she has for her family drives her decision. She's evil.
Can you say she's wrong, though?
I can't. That's why, I mean, I can't take that away from her. But that's a common thread. Because, I mean, you are proud to be of House Stark, you know? So, like, the love that they have for each other, I think it's really...
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Like, honestly. That's... You can't... No deeper love than that. I guess the deepest love you have for that is God.
That's about it.
Man.
They gotta pray to somebody in Winterfell. We talked about that the last episode. I just know it. I know
they
somewhere.
They got the ghost.
The
Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. So they go out into the abyss. Like, they literally just start hurling fireballs. And the Dothraki go out with their swords. And then it all turns to black.
Yeah.
Then the one horse comes back. And y'all, I knew Ser Jorah was gone. I just knew it. And I was like, this is really how this episode is about to go.
You
from
know,
the jump. Like, I was like...
You know who I didn't see no more after that scene?
Who?
But in the preview, he seems like he's alive. I got a couple bones with the episode. I'll tell you as we go. But I didn't see Ghost. Ghost ran down.
That was it.
And then you didn't see Ghost no more.
You're right.
But in the preview of the next episode, he's in it. So I was like, what happened to Ghost? Where was he? He just killing people?
I don't know.
That's a bonus.
I mean, if Ghost is in the next episode, then that is to be assumed that he did not get killed by the Whites. Because
he didn't get killed, but it's just I would have loved to see him in action.
Doing more stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so then after the horses come back, and then Ser Jorah comes back, then it pans to Dany and John watching nothing, because it's just like black. Nothing is.
Oh, they watched it. Watched it go from.
But at the beginning, they watched light and then nothing, and they looked terrified because you can't see anything at first. It's just like they just walked into a whole wall of black. And then it's like, okay, so we just lost about 100 people.
No, that more.
Ooh. I mean, I know it was more than 100, but like, if you just want to, that whole front line gone. You thought y'all was really going to do something with these swords lit aflame and ain't did nothing.
That's crazy.
That I was like, you know what? I can't. I'm done.
Why would you?
I'm done.
Why would they send the director down there?
They really shouldn't have.
But you know, but what Robert Rathman said, you would be a fool to meet the Doc Record in the open field.
A fool, literally.
So I guess they were like, man, we got them, Nate. We gonna win.
Because they had the Dothraki, and then they had the Unsullied. The Unsullied was like, it was like a sandwich of like killer fighters. Because, I mean, you had the Dothraki, you had the Unsullied, and then in the middle you had everybody who was kind of okay. I mean, it was like a killer sandwich.
It didn't turn out good.
I mean,
that sandwich tasted bitter.
Because of the dog. I mean, you can't fight the devil. Not that way.
Yeah, they. Oh, my.
Not that way. Oh, not that way. Only with the light is how you fight the head now.
They had the light. That light.
And sometimes the light get washed out, but then there is always a hope. Hey.
At the end of the tunnel.
At the end of the tunnel, you never know when the tunnel is going to end. Just know. Theon Greyjoy, you fight to the end.
Theon is my
MVP. We not there.
He my MVP, though.
He is. He gets it. I wanted to cry. Jesus. All right. So, Grey Worm puts on the helmet. Now, it is important to note that Grey Worm and his helmet are so important throughout the whole episode. Like, they really singled out on Grey Worm for a couple of things.
He lost that helmet.
Yeah, he did.
He lost it.
But, like, they singled him in on, like, they honed in on him for a couple times to give us the exact feeling of what it felt like to be in the midst.
Yeah, that breathing thing.
That, oh, jeez. Oh.
That was intense.
We not at the breathing, but it is intense. So, Grey Worm puts on his helmet, and he's like, all right, it's time to go. And then, here comes the freaking wave of dead people. Y'all, they're vicious. And it's just like bodies on bodies. They're like rolling on top of each other.
Yeah.
And it I was like, okay, first 25 minutes, this is what we're doing. So for the next hour, what am I supposed to do? Grieve? Because I was like, there's no coming back from this.
In that same state of mind the whole time.
Same, just like basically what y'all going to do for the next four episodes? Because... Or not four, but...
Three.
What y'all gonna do for the next ones? Because everybody gonna be dead. That was my thinking at the time.
Yeah.
So then, you see Jaime save Brienne because Brienne is doing her best. And like, there were so many people who predicted that Brienne was gonna die. Every time I saw Brienne, I was like, please don't. Please don't die. Fight to the end. Like, there were so many times where I thought she was going to die because everyone thought she was going to because she just got knighted. And that would be such a Game of Thrones thing to do.
That would be. That's what makes this episode confusing.
Yeah.
They set a lot of stuff up to happen and it didn't happen. But that's...
I mean, maybe that helped them get more viewers for this next episode.
Yeah.
For it to be so great.
I think people wanted to see them... People die. That was the biggest thing.
Who was gonna die?
Yeah.
So So John and Danny came on the Dragons. How did you feel about that the first time they came in? They just like lit everything up. They put some happy music behind that too.
Yeah, I thought that was great to see, especially John. Mm-hmm. I had never seen John shoot fire, having a dragon shoot fire. So for him to be able to take control, that was dope. Danny is she a hothead?
Oh, for sure.
She's a super hothead. Like Danny, John trying to tell her. Look,
John trying to tell her the Night King coming. Yet. She's like, nah, but I'm going. I'm like, okay then. Now John has fought the Night King before. Danny has not. So John, being a person who has done this before, fought these undead creature white folks. WIGHT. Mm-hmm. So you fought them. He knows out of experience this ain't the tactic to use.
Mm-hmm. You don't just run in there head first.
But here she go. I gotta save my people. I bet.
But she was clutch in that moment.
Now, she was clutch in that moment because I thought the episode was gonna be 30 minutes long.
Because she got to burning them up.
She was burning them up, but then I typed in my notes, so many remain. Like, but then they showed an aerial shot, and it's...
Whoever, the Night King got some powers, man. Because he just controlled weather, just sent a little tornado or something. That'll throw him off.
Just terrible.
We can't see nothing now. We got tornadoes.
Yeah, and so then Danny and John had to fly through the cold, and that was interesting. So after that, you got Arya telling Sansa to go down to the crypt. Oh, God. She gave her that sword, and I swear, I was like, Sansa, flashback. Bro. Sansa, bro.
That was a dope flashback.
That was, wasn't it?
Dope flashback.
From the beginning. Sticking from the very point. Beginning. Sticking with the pointy end.
Dope flashback. Made me happy. But I had to control myself. I was still trying to control myself at that point. Wasn't too much long after that. It was terrible.
But you know, they did a good job of giving us little rays of hope throughout the whole thing. Like, you know, little funny things. Yeah. Like Edmund, when he saw Samwell Tally come up to the front line, he was like, oh, shit. Or something like that.
You took your time. That's what he told him. You took your time.
And then he's the first one to be dead. Hey. That we care about.
Trying to save Samwell.
Trying to save him. Told him to stay at the house.
Stay in the crypt, man.
And here you go. And now I'm dead. Because you wanted to come out here and try to save some. That's, I typed that. Samwell Tally, stay at the house. That's funny. But then he dies. And it was, that scene for that 30 seconds was, it took us all really quickly because we didn't want Samwell Tally to die because he's such a feel good character.
And he plays a vital role.
Yes.
Vital role.
And, but you just want him to still be there. He's one of those ones where it's like, okay, if you're gone. I mean, y'all already took his arc.
Yeah. Besides the emotional connection, I think he's going to have to help reveal to everybody else about John.
Yeah.
He's going to have to help prove that. So it's like,
you are necessary. Otherwise, but you, okay, back to, let's just backtrack just a little bit. I think that, okay, if you think about the scene, or the multiple scenes where John and Danny are on their dragons together. Do you think that could be foreshadowing of them like ruling together? Because I don't think that John's going to be like, this is my rightful throne, so I'm going to take it from you, because he realizes that Danny has been doing everything she's done to get this throne. Like, I feel like Danny sees or was able to see through that whole battle that John is for the people just like she is. Mm-hmm. It's also rightfully his, but I think now she wouldn't mind as much if she had to share it.
I don't think he wants to rule though.
I think he wants to be for the people.
Yeah, he don't
care about that.
That's just not his.
No.
Not his DNA.
Not his.
Well, it is his DNA.
It is his DNA, but it's not his MO. Like, he's never been one to want a title. Yeah. He just wants what's best for everybody.
Yeah. So,
that's different because you have two different leaders.
Yeah,
Yeah. One that wants what's best for everybody, and then one who wants what's best for her.
I don't know if Dani just wants what's best for her, though. Because well, Slaver Bay, all that stuff in Slaver Bay, she was like...
But it was so that they could see her as a good leader.
True, true.
Not because she believed... She wanted them to beat her people and to see that she would lead them in a good direction. True. Not because slavery was wrong. Which, I mean, she didn't agree, but she's always been ruling and going into all these places as someone who will potentially rule this area. So what is best for my people? As opposed to John, who's in there literally with everybody. John don't have a dragon. I mean, well, he didn't until now. Okay, so I just feel like John has always been one to be in the trenches with everyone, even when he's leading. Even when he was leading in the Night Watch. Mm-hmm. Even when he was fighting with people or learning how to fight. Like, you know, he came from knowing who his father was, or what he assumed he knew who his father was, the king. Mm-hmm. And he was the king's bastard. So,
well, no, Ned was a lord.
Right. So, I wonder if that helped him to become a better leader, because he always came from a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't legitimate. Yeah. But Danny's always been legitimate and always been in the light.
But
you know?
She's not been liked.
She hasn't been liked, but she never had to fight against a familial tie. She's always been a Targaryen. But for Jon Snow, he hasn't always been a Stark. You see what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but I want to come from Danny's side. She's, like, in pretty much every battle she's fought or wanted to fight.
Yeah.
They kind of either told her, don't go, or she's just like, fuck it, I'm going.
Right.
So, I see both of the same characteristics in both of them.
But I think that position of entitlement or not being entitled has affected their leadership style. Because even when John came, for example, when John even came into the Night's Watch, he didn't come into the Night's Watch the same way that Dany came into Winterfell. Mm-hmm. She came into Winterfell like, I'm about to change all this. But John just came like, yeah, my dad, he told me to come up here.
At first, like his first.
Yeah.
But it slowly.
Now it slowly changed. And then he became a leader. In that, because, I mean, if you're a leader and you come into a space, you're going to naturally lead eventually.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he didn't come into it like, I'm about to be the boss.
Yeah.
That's a whole different leadership style. That's the difference between being a servant leader and being a leader of the, and being just a leader, period. Those are two different things.
I just think Danny has both of those.
You think so?
Because I can still be a servant. I can still be a servant leader, but if that position is rightfully mine,
mm-hmm.
if at least I'm under the mindset that it's rightfully mine,
yeah.
I'm still going to feel entitled to that, but I still want to help the people too.
I honestly don't believe that she comes from a servant leader background. I think she comes from
freed all the slaves.
She did.
Killed all the masters.
She did, because that was what was best for her people. Not because she was being a servant leader. That's all I'm saying.
What's best for your people is, you know.
Because I just feel like she does what's best for her people as a reflection of what would be best for her as a ruler to do. Instead of doing what's best for your people because it's what's best for your people. And being and being willing to be sacrificed.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
The sacrifice.
Yeah.
That sets it apart.
Okay, so that's something different. All right, so now Sansa's underground, and she sees everybody in the crypt, and then she sees Tyrion. And they, at this point, they don't even talk. They just look at each other. And she looks at Tyrion. And Tyrion just picks up the bottle and he's drinking because he's like, well, it's over with. It's done for. Like, might as well drink up in here.
They did have a conversation, right? They had a conversation.
But not at this point. when she first got down there to the crypt, that first scene of her being down in the crypt, all she did was look at him, he looked at her, took the drink, and then it cut to the dragons fighting in the air.
They didn't talk about
not at first.
He would die?
They did, but like after.
Okay.
So the dragons are fighting in the air, and this is whenever the Night King comes with his dragon. And that's just, the Blue Friar, and my nerves are bad because I just knew that Danny was falling.
But Rhaegal is the truth. Rhaegal bit that neck off.
Then look, though. So the doggone Night King falls. Everybody in the audience is like, yay. I was like, yo, really? He just about to fall down on this ground. That's it.
But
he's not about
vulnerable.
To die.
He vulnerable, though.
But he's still himself. He still did some damage. Still.
Oh, yeah.
Still. Yeah. He raised everybody up.
Yeah. Because what we thought when Danny got there and squared up with him and said, Jakar.
Y'all just thought he was about to die.
I said, oh, it's over.
It ain't.
It's over.
The what?
It's too easy. Danny looked at him with disgust and said, Jakar.
She sure did, but I sure knew that he was going to just be smirking at her.
And my boy let that fire clear and gave her
that little smirk.
The evilest smirk I've ever seen in my life.
Make you want to just punch him in the throat.
Whoever plays that dude. Got some good facial reaction.
Because, baby, that's a fool.
Some good facial reaction. Man.
That is a whole fool. So, now, after the dragons fight and he falls, everybody is starting to see we are losing terribly. Get back in the doggone gate. So, they open the gate. And now we're back at Grey Room. And he's like, protect the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
But like, the Unsullied are dying. And as soon as some die, I like that aerial shot. As soon as some die, they readjust. Mm-hmm. And then they back there. Like, it's the Unsullied, their primary focus is to protect the people. Mm-hmm. Even when your partner, your buddy, your pal from the jump, from the beginning, right next to you dead, you readjust the formation and you keep it pushing. I don't know if I could be an Unsullied. I'm just saying.
I definitely couldn't be no Unsullied. You don't have to deal with what they snip you.
I know, the eunuchs.
I'm good. I don't want to do that.
You know what, though?
I don't want to do that.
Okay, so they snip them, but you remember when Masende and Grey Worm had that scene in last season?
They just drive
what
him.
Was they?
They just drive him. he just let her rub one out. Oh my God.
Because they wasn't doing nothing.
I guess he.
Nope.
Lucanolingus.
Oh my God. I mean, this is Game of Thrones. Y'all have seen this stuff. So us talking about it should not be in any way upsetting. Y'all done seen naked bodies.
She loved him, though. Whatever
he
does, did.
She does. Whatever he did, it's good enough to grow old. He so, babe, Grey Worm.
Hey, Grey Worm.
Whatever you're doing, keep on doing it, fam. Keep on doing it. We appreciate you. All the Masendes of the world appreciate you, honey. You ready to grow old with somebody. Oh and God. Don't worry about the circumstance. Oh I got you.
God. The damn Grey Worm.
But, okay, so we're back to Grey Worm. After he says it's a retreat, they go to the shot where for 15 seconds we are dead center on his face in that mask, and all we hear, everything else is like muffled. It's like we're underwater, but all we can hear is his breath. And y'all, I started breathing with him because my breath was staggered too. I was like, what you looking at?
Your anxiety went
what?
Went through the roof.
True the roof.
It's all right.
True the roof, boy.
It's all right? Say a prayer for Grey Worm. That's all.
Ooh, honey, the blood pressure high.
I said, not like this, Grey Worm.
Not, but I just knew they was going to take him out. I said, no. Like that. You can't leave us this way. Jesus.
But right after that was Melisandre setting the blaze to the...
Yes.
To the moat.
She did.
Woo! That was clutch. I didn't think she was going
to
pull it off.
Boy, I did. She was going to have to.
I didn't think she was going to pull it off.
Because, no, she didn't think she was going to pull it off. Because wasn't nothing light, no nothing. Okay. And they kept getting closer and kept getting closer and kept getting closer. And then they got right in front of her face.
Her God wasn't moving.
He may not come when he wanted to, but...
He's there right on time.
He's there right on time. Hey, now. Right on time. Right on time. So, now we're back into the crypt with Sansa and Tyrion. And she says, you going out there ain't gonna help nothing. You gonna die.
You got your face cut open, man. That's why you down here, brother.
You were no help the first time.
I thought you were tough. You got your face cut open, man.
Yeah. He really wanted to help that first time, too, though.
He wanted to help that time, too. He did the right thing. Stay where you
was. He was going to get some other folks killed.
You're going to die, bro. You're going to die, and you're going to die bad.
Yeah. Just chop your head off. Just.
They were going to eat him. He too small.
A snack.
Eat him. It's over.
They're eating other people. So then they get to a really interesting conversation. Because, you know, Sansa, she, poor baby, she had to be married to a lot of folks. But she, they ended up rehashing, like, Tyrion was like, I wish, or he said something like to the effect of, we should have stayed married.
Yep, that's exactly what he said.
Because she a real one. She been a real one, to be completely honest.
No, she was a naive real one.
She was.
Super naive.
She was, but she was down for her family, though.
No, she was not.
You don't think so?
No.
I think so.
Those first 2-3 seasons?
Fam, she was doing what she had to do to get by and to stay alive.
No.
I think so.
No.
I think so.
Total opposite.
I honestly do. I really do think so.
Whoa.
I mean, for me, it might have looked like she was brainwashed by Cersei Lannister, but I don't think so. I think she's had the plan. I think she had the plan all along.
You got a lot of faith in Sansa.
I do.
Whoa. She wrote, you know, Arya was ready to put them
I know.
Paws on her because she wrote that letter.
But she didn't do it because she did it because she was trying to. She was trying to do the best she could. She
stood right there, let them chop their head off.
Look, bro.
Gotta jump out there and say something.
Look, bro. Look. I'm just saying. I got a lot of faith in Sansa. Okay.
I got a lot of faith in her too. For this,
she's been a real one. I know. I'm just saying that.
She's made a full 180 now.
I in my heart of hearts, I just feel like she. Did what she thought was best. She was a child.
She was gung-ho on marrying Joffrey.
Well, that's before she figured out he was the devil, just like his mama.
And she was gung-ho even when she figured it out. Oh, he's horrible, but I'll be good to him. I'll be good.
She ain't had no other choice at that point. Her daddy did.
He wasn't dead yet.
She knew he was going to die. I think. Bro, I think that signs of... Sansa knew, okay? She was in tune with the Holy Ghost.
Whoa. You think she the three-eyed raven?
Whole time.
She the real three-eyed raven?
You never know.
Whoa. What's going on?
I mean, Sansa and Tyrion, they could possibly have gotten married.
But she
said...
He was the best one.
She said his loyalties would be divided. What you think about that, Ray? I think she's right.
Yeah. I don't think he would be able to. Mm-mm. I don't think he would be able to separate the two.
But what if they would have stayed married?
I don't think he ever meets Dany.
Oh.
He never meets her. Not in the capacity he would have not.
Yeah.
He never meets her right
now. He would have stayed with Sansa. He would have never been in a position to meet Dany.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's interesting. Poor Sansa, baby, you had to get almost married and oh Jesus.
Blessed and all type of stuff.
Jesus. Then here come the day one, A1 since day one. Masende. Talking about Sansa, you wanna talk mess about my queen? I bet that up. If the queen wasn't here, we would all been dead anyway. And then walks off. That's it. That's good. That's a day one. That's the definition of a day one. I'm going to let y'all speak while y'all want to speak. But then I'm going to tell you the truth about what I think.
Black people.
Black people.
We got a feistiness to us. You like it or you don't. Oh, well.
But I'm going to let you know.
I'm going to tell you exactly what we got to say.
Exactly. She was like, I'm going to let y'all talk. Put a Kanye on them. I'm going to let y'all speak. Yeah. But Daenerys Targaryen is the reason why all y'all alive. Woo, that's funny. She told the truth, though. She did. She did tell the truth. And they couldn't do nothing but keep their mouth closed.
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
Tell the truth, shame the devil. Doggone Night King. So then we cut to Theon and Bran.
The MVP.
Theon Greyjoy, you just made my heart swell. You have done so much. And in your face. Who are you, sir? What is your name? Let's find out what your name is. Because the way that you portray this character is... Every time you look at any member of the Stark family, it's with such adoration, and it's not groveling, but you look at them like, I've been through so much, and I'm really, really sorry. You're so apologetic.
Because he should be. They took him in, even though they didn't take him in as a slave, they took him in as a son.
Brother. Then you, and your daddy didn't want you. That's something else.
He owed him all that. He owed Bran that.
He did.
He owed Bran.
And he understood that. Did Bran.
Bran gave him the best closing to any character.
Oh, man.
The best closing to any character.
Oh, man, that was...
You're a good man.
Ooh.
And thank you.
Oh man, I can't. I might start crying right now. Theon Greyjoy.
You're a good man.
Theon Greyjoy, you have done some questionable things. You have done some terrible things in the name of family that you thought supported you, and they did not.
Well, his sister.
His sister, yes, but his dad, no. But he did a lot of things to try to gain his father's approval. There was nothing he could have done to gain his father's approval. And that is a very hard position to be in as a child.
Yeah. And it's his father's fault that he wasn't with him.
Correct. So, Theon Greyjoy.
You are the MVP, Theon.
You are the MVP of this episode. You are the MVP of... You're
co-MVP. It's two MVP. You co-MVP. I had to clear myself.
Co-MVP.
Right. Co-MVP. Somebody else that's a real MJ-like.
Oh, well, yeah.
MJ Light.
I'm interested to see who your other MVP is.
MJ?
Nah, she had a category all by herself. Don't put him with her at all.
Oh, no. They go hand in hand.
You think so? Well, yeah, because he protected Bran.
He went at the boss man. He killed 100 people by himself.
Knowing he was going to die.
He killed 100 people by himself.
Oh. Theon Greyjoy, I just...
Tough.
All right, so... I wrote this note, and it's with Theon and Bran, and then Bran's like, I'm gonna go now. And I'm like, where are you going, Bran? You going into all these doggone ravens, and they just are flying, and it's about to get real.
Now, this is one of my bones. Go ahead. I'll
nah, go bones. Ahead. I'm good.
Bran, you can warg into anything, anybody. You decide to warg into some ravens. Fam, Warg into ghosts. Warg into a giant. Warg into something that's going to do some damage. Knock some people out. Hurt somebody. Kill somebody. Do something to help besides sit there and warg into 12 ravens.
What was the purpose? What was he going to go see? Because when he came back, he didn't say nothing that we didn't already know. When he came back, he looked at Deion and said, "You a good man." What did you spend the time doing?
Look, this was even wild about it. This was even wild. He looks at Deion and he say, "I gotta go now."
Like, where are you going?
I'm thinking, my boy finna walk into something crazy. No. It's finna go down.
No.
Down. This fool, dude, you got 12 ravens. Run up to the Night King, poke his eye out. Do something. Do something.
But
man.
Okay, here's my question though. So do you feel like, because Theon Greyjoy, he had done a good job up until that point. But after that point,
it got bad. He was by himself.
Exactly. He killed 100 people. But he proved himself in knowing that, okay, you know what? I really got to protect Bran now. Because Bran ain't here.
That ain't got shit to do with Bran.
I know it doesn't. I'm just saying. It helped develop our adoration, more adoration for Theon Greyjoy.
Bran, you see, where was you going? The man doing everything he can to help you, Bran. Give him at least 5% help. Just go,
Bran. Where was you going? Because you knew he was going to die too, Bran. Trifling.
Take the 12 ravens and poke his fingers off so he can't grip.
Something.
Do something, man. Anything. Poke the dragon.
Bran, you are starting to get on my nerves, Bran. I'm sick of this whole stoic act you got going on. Yes, I'm talking mad-ish about a fictional character. I don't even care. Because you leaving people and folks is fighting for you and they doing all this stuff for you and you just going away and coming back. And we supposed to accept that? I'm gonna need you to get it together.
You know what would have even been doper? Warging the Theon. He already cold by himself. You get with him, it's over. Y'all killing everybody. No, you just want to walk into some ravens.
I don't even know what they went to go see because you can only see it a little bit.
They went to go see where the Night King was, and the Night King looked at the raven and went in the sky chasing doggone Drogon.
But the fact of the matter is, Bran knew the Night King was coming to the doggone Godswood. Why did you waste so much time? Why, Bran? Why did you do that? Why?
Warg into a dragon next time. Do something.
I mean, there's no telling what Cersei Lannister is going to come up with. She done had this whole, I don't even know how long in Winterfell years, this whole battle and preparation and all that stuff has been happening. Because she sure didn't send nobody to help. She been building her own army. She ready. And I don't know what's going on. Jesus.
They going to fuck her over.
I really hope
you
so.
You heard Danny said we going to root her from root. I mean, we going to up whatever it is from root to stem. It's going to be bad.
I mean, they had to fight alone and you lied.
Yeah.
People in Winterfell don't like liars.
God almighty.
You got to have good character.
Fucking prayer. Bran. I'm pissed off by Bran.
Yeah, pretty much.
You knew what was gonna happen. We'll get to it later. But it's an interaction between Bran and somebody, and you could tell he knew what was gonna happen the whole time.
Freaking Bran.
You gotta do better.
Okay, so this is the thing that really made me realize that this episode was going to go exactly how horribly I thought it was gonna go. When the freaking Night King moved his hand and they just started falling on the fire. They're cold. Enough of them fall in the fire. That's surrounding in the torch. Oh, I can go over it.
Sacrifice themselves.
They sacrifice themselves for the greater good of their people.
I couldn't do it. Night King, you crazy. You want me to lay on this fire?
I mean, he controls their minds.
That ain't how this go, my brother.
There is no free will with the Night King. There is no free will. Once you are dead, he controls everything you do. There's no free will. You have none. So, there's no objection. That's why his army is so big. You kill them, they're there for you.
But you know, something we skipped, man. We skipped this. We skipped Arya showing her badassness. Arya was killing on the wall. She was killing people left and right.
She was. And Davos was just looking at her like, oh, okay.
The Hound bitched out.
Oh, the Hound.
I'm cussing too much. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm cussing.
Well, look, they be cussing in Winterfell.
But he freaked out. But when he seen Arya was in trouble, that's how you know he got love. He got real love for Arya. For the Stark family in general.
Somebody had to remind him.
But when he seen she was in trouble.
You're right.
He ran.
You're right, he did.
He ran.
For that little girl who he did not like at the beginning.
That was valiant.
That was. So they surround the walls and they just start climbing up like freaking spiders. It was so terrible to watch. And then you see the Night King on his dragon, and he's just terrible. And then you see Grey Worm. He's alive, y'all. I thought he had died. Grey Worm, you gave me so much anxiety because so many people put your name on that board to die. You got 3 prayers, Grey Worm. I just want you to know you'll never know. Or maybe you will. Maybe the actor who plays Grey Worm will listen to our podcast. That'll be cool. But I'm just saying.
I wish I knew your name, brother. I would shout you out. I don't know your real name.
We have our phones on airplane mode. We'll know for the next time. We'll write it out. But oh my God. You were alive. And I was just like, okay, little ray of hope. They gave us little hope crumbs throughout the whole thing. Because we already came into the episode knowing that we thought the whole cast was going to die. Like the Red Wedding. See, y'all did this to us before.
See, and that's my biggest bone about this episode. Where does the story go from here? Because it can go so many ways. Like, you gotta take somebody out to.
But you do you realize? Do you remember though that at the Red Wedding, Arya was the only one who survived of the whole family that was there, and now here we are again.
They didn't even know she was there though.
Correct. If they would have known.
Ooh, they would have killed. Whoa! God know how to put you under his wing.
Hey, tuck me in
and
the.
And protect you.
Oh, to be kept.
And protect you.
Oh, man. To be kept. Oh, ho, ho.
I'm not coming, bro.
So. Now we're here at. Oh, Gendry. He did a good job, I guess.
Gendry was he proved he's a Baratheon.
Sure did.
He got the swing in that thing.
Shing, 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 shing.
Gendry cold.
So is Jaime. Jaime was in that scene too.
Man, Jaime talking about he have the man he used to be.
Baby, I can't tell.
I would hate to see the full man.
Okay, because you got one arm and you is knocking for. You know what though? Listen, nobody remembered that. Throughout the whole episode, like, not that they would acknowledge that, but he was killing, like, everybody else. I just remember he got one arm.
Going in,
the Kingslayer. Going in.
I don't like that
saving.
Name.
Okay, well.
I don't like that name.
But that was.
He did that for a reason.
I know, but I'm just.
Beautiful reason.
Okay, well, I take it back. Sorry, Jamie. My bad. But. Jaime Lannister, you were killing folks more than people with 2 arms.
More than Edmund. He lost his life. Rest in peace, Edmund.
Rest in peace, because you saved Samuel Tully. And.
Rest in peace, Beric. Beric done dead. You served your purpose.
Oh, gosh.
You served your purpose.
So, Jaime saves Brienne. And then this is the part where I was just like, you know what? I don't know how it can get any worse. The freaking undead whites were dropping off the wall like cats with 9 lives, but they don't have any lives left. They were just jumping from the wall to the ground. And I'm like, y'all doing too much. I can't. It was like a horror film for me. I was like, oh, okay, well, okay then. All right.
It really was a horror film.
It was.
The whole episode.
The whole episode. And then the hound starts having a freaking panic attack. Then that's when you see Arya and the freaking... Now look. I just... The baby Jesus. What's her name?
Lyanna Mormont.
She said, and at the first episode, she told them, not the first, the second one, she told them, I'm going to fight. They ignored her, but she told them that she was going to fight. She saw that giant, and she swore she thought she was Goliath. She thought she was David. I apologize. She thought she was David. She thought she had a pebble in that sling.
Before she even got to that pebble, he knocked her clean.
He picked her up and crushed her.
He knocked her into 2050.
He picked up and crushed her, but she poked him in the eye. That is how you die. That is how you die with purpose.
Yeah.
And that's what I was screaming in the theater. So if you were there... And you heard somebody saying, that is how you die. That was me. I apologize for my outburst, but but the baby Jesus, she fell. She fell, and I just, ooh, my heart. So now we're down to Arya. She bleeding. She done hit her head on the wall from fighting. And she goes into that room where all the freaking undead whites are. And she... she James Bonds her way across until she gets under that table.
Yeah, the blood gives you way.
And the blood start dripping and then their heads start to clicking. And I just knew she was not going to get from under that table. But then here she comes. He looks under the table and she's behind. And she gets out the door, closes it, and then all hell breaks loose. She breathes easy for probably about 5 seconds. And then it's over with.
The hound saves her.
The hound saves her. And what's his name?
Beric. Beric Dondarrion. I can't say his last name to save my life. Beric.
Well, I don't know any names. I know faces and I know names of some that I really like.
Big D. That's just call him Big D.
In my notes, it literally says the hound and old dude.
Oh, God.
But here's the thing, though. That Thomas Seabear. I think that's how you say your last name, Tom. Tom and Les of Hattie's Burlesque. They're very brilliant set designers who design the sets and also costumes in Hattie's Burlesque. Tom brought up the visual, like what I saw from Beric. What that's named Beric?
Beric.
What I saw was it reminded me of Hodor when he had to hold the door, and then he got killed, but he was holding the door. But Tom brought up that it looked like a crucifixion scene.
It did.
And he always died. He died and came back. Died and came back. Died and came back. But this time was his last time. And he was it looked like he was literally crucified for his friends.
He was.
And it took me,
it was.
That scene was just so, wow. Like every person that they met along the way had a purpose. And some of their purposes were fulfilled at this episode.
But his is, like, so deep, though.
Yeah.
He goes back to Ned telling him to go kill somebody. Mm-hmm. Kill the hound.
Yeah. Like that. And he saved the hound. And Arya.
But the hound killed him.
Yeah, but he saved him at the end.
That's what I'm saying. He goes...
Yeah. Like this is a lot deeper than just saving everyone. Yeah. Like, you sacrificed your life.
For people
who killed you. We not gonna put the Lord in this, but it just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, Beric. Then they bring up old Melisandre. She come back around.
In that room.
And she say, your purpose has been served.
Ooh.
What am I?
My God.
your purpose been served. And then old Arya look at it and tell her, I know you.
I know you, Vamp.
She said, you do? Whoa!
Whoa, gee, blah, blah, blah.
You do.
That doggone.
I told you you were going to close brown eye.
And blue eyes.
Green eye.
And blue eyes.
And blue eyes.
And that blue eyes.
And it clicked.
Yep. And she said, what do we say to the god of death?
Not today.
Arya said, not today. And she freaking... And we didn't know where she was going to go.
Nobody knew.
I didn't know.
It clicked, though.
She said, blue eyes.
It clicked.
She said, blue eyes. And she said, I bet. Bet that up. I got this. She knew exactly where he was going to be, too.
I know exactly what's going on.
I know exactly what my purpose is in this. Then we get to the God's Wood, and Theon tells everybody there, make every shot count. He got that bow and arrow with the fire. Mm-mm. Oh, this is the time where it's the fight of kings. That's what I named it. With the Night King and Jon. And fighting on the dragons.
The Night King falls. The Night King is pussy.
Oh. Okay.
Let me rephrase
that. Please. Just articulate your point.
He's very scary.
Yeah.
Fight him one-on-one, man. Don't raise all your people up.
Which is what he did. And fight, I was like, okay.
Fight one-on-one, man.
He can't. He just want to jump somebody.
Fight one-on-one, man. He raised all the people up there and just turn around like you deal with them.
So doggone.
But what's so cold is Jon didn't budge.
He did not. He was like, I bet. Oh,
man, Jon, like, this what we doing? Let's do it, man. Y'all gonna have to take me out.
Literally. You gonna have to.
Oh, man.
Because I'm not going down.
Oh, man. Beautiful.
They were everywhere.
He's beautiful. He's like,
every single person, even the people they were fighting next to.
Beautiful.
The people who they started the battle with are now people that they have to kill. I can't. I don't know what I would feel like.
I don't think you feel much in that time if you're trying to survive.
You just got
to
do it.
Like, man, I think about this after I do it.
Yeah.
I think about this after it. I'm going to cry about killing you, brother, but I got to kill you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then we get to Sir Jorah. Because Dany gets so cocky on this dragon. And she sits that dragon in the middle of all the undead whites. And don't get up. Do you not know that they can climb up on this dragon?
Poor Drogon.
Like, your mama is being reckless.
It took him forever to get off the ground.
Forever. And he's still dropping. And then he was still dropping folks off. Your mama just...
She's so lost at the time, she can't even say Dracarys.
She can't say nothing because she don't know what to do. She's trying to make sure you moving and trying to get these folks off of you, then trying to fight them off because they're climbing. It's a doggone ladder. You gave them a ladder to get to your Danny. And now you're mad because they used it. These undead things are very smart. I don't like calling them whites because it makes us sound like I'm someone that I'm not. Just gonna keep calling them undead things.
That's literally what they called them.
I know that.
They called the whites. It's all right. It's all right. God, no.
You're right. Everyone else who seriously watches Game of Thrones.
They know your heart.
And then Samuel Tarly starts killing folks, which I was so happy about. Because I was like, geez. Dany's about to die. Ser Jorah saves her. And then Samuel Tarly, he just starts killing people. And I'm like, I knew you had it in you. Your daddy didn't. Your daddy thought you was a waste of space. And then here you are. Your daddy only cared about your brother and your sister. He didn't care about you. Because you wanted to read. It's okay. It's okay to be that kid who wants to read. Because then you have an important role, like Samuel Tolley. Just saying. It's okay to read. Reading is cool. We're almost there. Guys, this episode is just going to be however long it needs to be because we're almost done. Theon in the Godswood. It just cuts to him and he's killing folks. But yeah, Sansa and Tyrion, we're back to the crypt. So at this point, the whites have crawled their way into the crypt. I don't know why these things don't stop. Like,
they didn't crawl their way in the crypt. There was the people from the actual graves. They came from the graves.
Oh, snap. Because he raised everyone from the dead. Bro, I didn't even think of that. Dang.
Yeah, it's people from the graves.
Dang.
And they got to killing people, killing little girls.
Yeah, that was rough.
Sad.
Sansa and Tyrion are like playing hide and seek.
This is when my whole mood of, I was already extremely sad and like anxiety was all over the place. But once this piano starts, when Tyrion and Sansa look at each other.
Yeah.
And this piano started playing. I was done. I was tore up.
I was done. I was sitting next to Ray like, okay, this is how it's going to end.
All
right.
I literally thought at this point.
It's over.
They're finna start killing all the major characters.
Yeah. I just knew one of them was going to turn around and like say her neck was going to be snapped or something. When Tyrion gave her that kiss on the hand, I was like, oh, okay. And Tom, and less proud of the fact that it looked like very Romeo and Juliet-esque, very Shakespearean. She pulls out the knife and like they said that, you know, they made a suicide pact. Like they knew they were gonna die, might as well die swinging.
Man,
that was rough.
That piano is, oh man.
That was rough.
You know, I'm a musician, so yeah. I automatically attract to the music. And it was...
That music took us down through there.
And it,
okay?
And it played all the way until...
Arya.
Yeah.
So it was
long.
That's a long stretch. And that's why I was like, you know what? Everybody's about to die. Because they started showing everyone. They showed how Stark literally... falling to pieces.
John out there hollering at the dragon.
Brienne, Jaime and the Hound. Podrick. Like, no, that was no, Podrick.
It's Podrick. Brienne, Jaime and Podrick
on the wall, trying to. I mean, it's they everywhere.
Grey Worm fighting for his life. It just was intense at this point. Theon
freaking Greyjoy by himself.
He on his last leg.
He tied, and Bran is still somewhere else.
And with a raven.
Flying.
Oh, my God.
Flying his dog on birds.
Oh, my God.
Bran, bro.
I'm about to cry. Oh, God.
And then Bran comes back from wherever the freaking crap he was.
But before he came back, the Night King walked out like the Rock or Stone Cold.
He did. And the undead that were, the whites that were around, they stopped.
All hail the king.
They, that doggone Night King. And I was like, you know what, Bran? It would be a good time for you to come back now.
Just war.
Be a real good time.
Warging to somebody. Talk to him. Say something to him. Say, why are you doing this?
It would be a real good time.
You don't have to do this.
Shit.
Say something. So, plead the case.
Then Bran looks at Theon Greyjoy and says, you're a good man.
Oh my God almighty.
And Theon looks at the Night King. He looks at Bran, gives him a nod, looks at the Night King, gives him a nod, and runs straight to the Night King. And he knew he was going to die.
Can we talk about how cold the Night King really is?
I mean, he is, though.
He didn't move.
Not at all.
He didn't sidestep.
He didn't flinch.
He just shifted body, all in one motion. Shift body, grab spear, break spear, left hand, stick in the stomach.
That's
in
it.
The abdomen.
That's it.
Oh, my God, man. My left hand's so weak. That thing would have went everywhere, bro. He just one motion. Oh, dude, freaking crazy.
Theon Greyjoy, I had hope that you were not gonna die though, cause they showed you watching the Night King walk to Bran, and then you died. And I was like,
Now, I said this earlier, we were going to get to this. Now, I've been on Bran's ass this whole time, but Bran knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's like they had a conversation, him and the Night King had a conversation just with their eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, they both doing head motions.
It's like that freaking Diddy meme.
Like, they looking at each other. Head motion.
Like that Diddy meme.
And then the Night King cock his head to the side. And they cut to the actual... Because you got whites and then white walkers. Mm-hmm. So they cut to the white walker. And you see his hair go... Once that hair blew... You see MJ!
Freaking Arya!
MJ. The MVP. Co-MVP. Oh, man.
Freaking Arya. Freaking Arya. Freaking Arya.
Honestly, I thought she still was about to die.
Yeah.
I was like, she still...
She came out the air and he grabbed her by the throat and I was like... And the thing is that in the Sanger, we all... Like, folks started cheering and then he grabs her throat and we all went... We weren't breathing just like she wasn't breathing.
But she hit him with the same move she hit Brienne with. You know, she did that with Brienne in season 7. When they was sparring.
So did, bruh.
Brienne didn't have her choked up, but she like...
Yeah.
And did it. And got doggone.
And then he straight the pieces, y'all. He put the... Y'all. When I tell you I ain't never jumped so high in the air, I was about as tall as Ray.
I'm sorry for the people sitting behind me. I lost my cool.
Lost it, which is why my voice sounds like this right now. I was hollering.
I'm so sorry. I messed up y'all experience.
Hollering.
I owe y'all a meal.
We don't owe nothing because everybody was up on their feet. No.
Okay.
We owe nothing.
I just feel I messed up the experience. They couldn't see what I could see.
You should have been up.
Even if they wished to. I'm 6.
Nerner.
I'm
6'3".
Nerner.
300
pounds.
Nerner.
They can't see over me.
Nerner. Get in the
aisle. Oh,
shit. If you want to see, get up out your seat.
Stand on the seat.
Do something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's too intense, man. And I've put myself through that 5 times.
I don't even know why.
5 times.
Why you choose to do this? Intentionally.
Now, we talked the episode down.
Yeah.
Give me a bold prediction of how you think the season is going to go.
We're not done.
Pretty much. Melisandre died. That's nothing special.
Yeah,
Melisandre died. The dragon died.
Yeah.
Nothing really special after that.
What are my predictions for what?
Bold prediction for how the rest of the season is going to go.
I want Sansa to kill Cersei.
Okay.
Sansa can kill Cersei Lannister. And I want Cersei to give birth to that child, but it not be Jaime's.
Whoa. I think that's Jamie's baby, though.
I know, but if it's not. If it has brown hair instead of blonde hair.
You know, but they predicted that she was only going to have 3 kids. So this baby is bound to die. One way or another.
Either way.
Even if it's born.
Either way.
He's going to snatch it out.
Hey, the devil. You got to cut it at the roots.
You got any more predictions?
Not
what you want. Prediction. I need a prediction. What's something that's like, holy crap.
Not what I want to happen, but like prediction.
What you think? Who you think in on the throne?
Sansa.
You really love Sanju.
I mean, not just because. I just think that's what's gonna. I think that Danny is going to give the throne to John, and John is gonna say, Sansa, this is for you. That's what I think. Okay. Now, I might be all the way wrong, but Sansa has been groomed since the very beginning to be the queen. Yeah. Now, Dany, not groomed. Birthright, yes. Actually, John has birthright. But
both of them.
Right.
If John was to die,
If John was to die, then she would have it. But she has been groomed by the terrible circumstances that she has been in. She has had to learn quickly how to be gracious and how to be a leader and how to rule by her surroundings. By looking at how Cersei Lannister rules all of the people who are in her court, in her land. Even though she does it terribly, she learned what not to do and how to treat people. And she learned from Brienne how to treat people and how to trust. She learned
from her dad.
Yeah, well, yes.
Ned was the most honorable person.
But to see the application of what he taught her. Mm-hmm. Throughout her whole life. Because, I mean, she only had him for what? How old do you think she was when he died? Maybe like 13, 14? Mm-hmm. So now, for the rest of these years, she's had to apply the lessons that she learned in that short period of time. And, I mean, she probably only learned so much because as a kid, she was probably like running around doing other stuff. Mm-hmm. But she had to apply, and without any help from her mother or her dad. In anybody in her family. Okay. That's what I think. Alright. So, what do you think? What are your predictions?
I'm going off the top of the head here. Mm-hmm. Predictions. I think Danny dies.
Okay.
Danny dies giving birth to John's baby.
Oh, snappy.
She dies. I think.
Like his mama?
I think Jaime kills Cersei.
That would be great.
Jaime killed Cersei because it's been predicted that, well, not predicted, but it was foreshadowed early in the, like, even in the books and in the show, mm-hmm. that her brother had to kill her. Mm-hmm. But if he doesn't physically kill her, mm-hmm. I think Arya takes his face, kills Cersei.
The girl with the face.
Girl with the face. She's not done. I think Tyrion lives.
Oh, for sure. I'll be so sad if he dies.
I'm torn on whether Bronn is going to actually kill Jaime and Tyrion. I'm not sure. Not sure because, you know, that's what Cersei's asking to do. So I'm not torn. Yeah. I'm not sure on that.
I don't want it to, though.
I think Jon takes the throne. I think he takes the throne. Mm-hmm. After Danny dies.
Yeah.
What else? I'm missing something. Mm-hmm. I'm missing somebody. Bran!
Freaking
what Bran. Does Bran do?
I don't know. I don't know what his purpose is other than to fly in freaking ravens. Because you're not helping. Maybe you help.
No. This is so... I've seen this theory online. So, Jaime pushes him out the window. Mm-hmm. Pushes him out the window, they send people to kill him. But the people who tried to kill him, guess what they tried to kill him with? What? The same dagger that Arya uses to kill the Night King.
Freaking A.
So, when they gave it to him, he was like, I'm a cripple. I can't do anything with this. You need this more than I do.
Yeah.
He knew. He knew.
Freaking A.
He knew.
Freaking A.
That's why he was looking at, like, the Night King, like, man, yeah, it's about to happen. He knew.
Freaking A. So you think he's supposed to be Three-Eyed Raven all the way from... Do you think he ever came back as Bran Stark?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
So you think when the Night King killed the actual Three-Eyed Raven, he just moved to Bran's body? tough, man. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Too I'm just much. Saying. Because, I mean, if he can do that, I think the 3-Eyed Raven was already scouting him out before that. Because if the 3-Eyed Raven already knows what's going to happen, then I think the 3-Eyed Raven already knew that he was going to have to move himself into somebody.
However that played out, whoever is the 3-Eyed Raven, if that's Bran or the other dude, they knew all along how it was going to end.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
That's crazy.
Gave the man the dagger, gave the Arya. Oh, man.
That is crazy. What if the man with the face is the one who tried to kill Bran and gave?
Oh, shit.
What if that was the man with the face? You know, the one who trained Arya?
Where is he at?
Uh-huh.
We ain't seen him since.
You know, there was this guy who was at the Singer, and he said, "What if Arya died in the House of Black and White, and the man with the face is Arya?" That just blows your mind, doesn't it? Because Arya had already made her list of the people who she wanted to kill. And then what if he just took her list? And he's Arya. I mean, that was another one.
Y'all can't see
these theories. You can't see his face, but his God. if you look, if Mind Blown had a picture in the dictionary.
Oh my God.
That's how I was when he told me that theory. When we were at what in the Winterfell had such a great time at this showing and being able to talk to people who really understand us. And there were also people there, like, there's this one girl, diehard Game of Thrones fan, terrible at the names. I can relate. I can relate because Ray corrects me all the time, as you heard in this episode and the episode before. Doesn't mean I don't know what's going on. I'm just really bad at names.
You know exactly what's going on. I just want you to people.
Yeah, I'm really bad at names. But however, Ray is really good at them. So we work well together.
Team What in the Winterfell?
Team What in the Winterfell?
I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast.
I hope so too.
Now, comment or hit us up on Facebook.
Yeah.
And give us some predictions that you think.
Yeah, give us some predictions, some really hard hitting ones. Think about these predictions, okay? Before you send them out. Some theory. And not some, sorry. And not some theory that you copied and pasted offline.
Now, I watch Talking Thrones a lot, so I kind of get some of my stuff from him. So I'll be able to tell if you're coming with some Talking Thrones stuff.
So, you know, just let us know what you think. Comment. We got a lot of emails from What in the Winterfell when we were at the Sanger. We will be sending out the email link. It's almost done. That long gasp was because the recording was about to cut off.
Yeah. But
we're done for now. Comment, subscribe.
Hopefully next week is not as heart-wrenching and emotion and draws at the emotional strings. Yeah. Come in, subscribe, like, follow me, Raymond Bradford, follow Imani, follow What in the Winterfell. Yeah.
Imani Steven is my name on Facebook. It's I-M-A-N-I. So I-M-A-N-I. Steven, like a first name, S-T-E-V-E-N. Yeah. And how you spell your name?
R-A-Y-M-O-N-D Bradford. B-R-A-D-F-O-R-D. People I always think I'm saying bratwurst or some shit.
No.
I'm saying bratwurst.
So, yeah, if you follow us during the time that it is broadcast at 8 o'clock on Sunday, you will see our live reactions on our personal pages. And then we'll post on What in the Winterfell. We'll try to do a podcast on Tuesday, y'all. I think that's enough time to
digest.
Get it together.
Yeah, because it's just going to get worse from here.
It is.
So,
this finale episode, I'm not prepared because this episode, whatever.
Man, but thank y'all so much for listening.
Yeah. Comment, like, subscribe to What in the Winterfell.
See y'all.